What's up, guys? TruckDriver101.com here. Big Ken, as always. We're going to talk today about the trucker shortage, as it always is said. Well, the trucker shortage exists for the most part because most companies don't focus on retention. They're lazy, and they've been in this panic mode ever since the recession began. A lot of companies just don't refuse to believe that, you know, the panic mode is becoming, you know, it's speeding up. We're getting more and more freight every year. We're not at the historical levels that we were at one point where, you know, I knew a guy, let me put it to you this way, the crazy beginnings of when I got into trucking. During the boom in the economy, there was a guy in my school who bought two trucks, $100,000 each. And that, not only were banks giving money away like that because guys were being successful, but at the same time, not only that, but that's how abundant freight was. Now, freight's not that abundant. Trucking is about one thing and one thing only. Freight, you know, it's all about moving freight. And if we don't have the freight, then you don't get the money. That's the way it works. This is the reason I say in my audiobook, if you'd like to buy it, truckdriver101.com, you can go and find my book, or you can find it at the bottom of my YouTube video. But you got to understand that the trucking industry has panicked during the recession. And because of it, as freight picks up, they've created a bad reputation. That it's not like the last time this happened, where all the old drivers got out, so they turn around and they change the world again. You got Facebook, you got Twitter, you got, you know, YouTube. All these social things that people say, all these bad things, they will take you down. You know, it's harder to erase it when, you know, there are permanent records out there that say, you know, Swift did this, Warner did that, you know, that kind of thing. Whether it's true or not, it doesn't really matter. Once people see it, the negativity is there and it's harder to erase. Now, another reason is you got drivers are crazy. You know, a lot of guys, you know, want to be, you know, everybody's got a fantasy. Ever since, you know, in my opinion, ever since American Idol came out, everybody wants to be a singer. Everybody wants to be a rapper. Everybody wants to be a TV movie star. I run into truckers that left the trucking industry and then they want to be country singers. That's not going to happen. You're not going to become a country singer in trucking. I'm sorry, but don't get me wrong. I mean, if you make an effort and you make country songs from your truck, you possibly have a realistic future. But if you're like everyone else and you buy into the fantasy that you're going to leave today and become a professional music star tomorrow, you're lying to yourself. And that crazy trucker out there is so many people, whether it's I'm going back to school to become an engineer. Well, my thing is, there's nothing stopping you, dude. 11 hours a day, you have nothing to do. You know, start taking engineering classes. I've met guys who became accountants from trucking. But, you know, again, it's one of the realities of being a truck driver. So you have 11 hours that you can do anything you want. And the guy went to school. Now, he did that while he was trucking. But a lot of guys, they don't do that. They leave trucking. They go get a regular job where they ain't making nothing anyway. Then they turn around and they say, okay, now I ain't making nothing, but I'm in one place, and now I'm going to go out and become students. And they go out and deep into debt. And before you know it, they're trying to either get back into trucking, then they hate that, or they try to get into something else, and they hate that. Why? They have lack of dedication. They're not focused. They're just crazy, stupid people who won't focus on one thing at a time and focus on something until it's done. Then you got, like I talked about, slow freight. And you got old drivers back in the day. You got to understand, old drivers back in the day, those legends still exist, the money they made. Now, why did they make money? Well, they knew how to shake a hand. They knew how to talk to people, look them in the eye. They knew how to socialize and speak to somebody. How many people know how to do that today? Most people, you walk into a restaurant, how many people are even facing the people in front of them? If you can't create a lasting relationship with the people who are facing you and talking to you, exactly how do you plan to create a lasting relationship with someone, you know, that you want to get freight from? See, and you can do this back in the day, and you can still do it today, but you have to get off your ass and do it. How many people want to really do that? They'd rather message somebody on Facebook, or they'd rather message somebody on things. And then they kind of scapegoat into doing something else. Everybody's looking for the easy way, but no one wants to do the work for the check. And everybody wants to say, well, back in the day you made all this money. Well, yeah, back in the day you did make that money because back in the day they had a lot more opportunity. You got to remember, back in the day when a car was made, there was somebody who had to haul the glass. There was somebody who had to haul the stuff that made the glass. There was somebody who had to haul the tires. There was somebody who had to haul the parts that made the tires. There was somebody who had to haul the machine that pressed and made the tires. And all that was hauled, made, and done in the United States of America. That's a whole lot of money, a whole lot of freight, and a whole lot of opportunity. These guys, this one, I was listening to a video of Big Cat, and he was like, a lot of guys back in the day couldn't read. Dude, you got to understand something. Back in the day, when people asked you to do something, they didn't really care what your shortcomings were. They weren't like us. You know, there was no Facebook. There was no computer. There was no, you know, all this stuff. There was straight up real life where if I said, son, I need that brick built right there, right, and I'm on a construction site, and you tell me you can do that, right, you know what I gave you? What? A check if you did it. Right, that's the way the world worked back then. Nobody cared about bull, right? You know, my prestige, my pedigree. People wanted to see what can you do and what can't you do. You know, back in the day, if you said you wanted to be an engineer, they said, that's really special. You went to college, that's good. That's really special. Go get me some coffee. You know, they didn't care. And nobody was impressed with that. Right, show me what you can do. And that's what everybody's lacking today. No one can do anything. Everyone wants to get a check, be successful. Nobody wants to stick to anything. Not for a long period of time. You know, and the thing about it is, the reason the older drivers had it so much better is that, one, you could avoid the government. My stepfather, who drove a truck 30 years, that man had no idea what the hours of service was. Literally, he would get out of the truck, give them some money, or give them something where he was hauling, and get back in. And he might not have had the proper paperwork. He might have been hauling 100,000 pounds, and they didn't care. See, back in the day, it was the Wild Wild West. Right? Because one, you had all these stupid regulations that nobody knew, and there was tons of them, right? So people just started to say hell with the regulations, and even DOT did. So, you know, everybody was out for themselves. DOT was out to get paid. You know, a lot of the drivers were out to get paid. And as long as, you know, you put $200-$300 in DOT's guy hand, a game of turkey or a chicken or whatever, a lot of times you keep going. That's called the hookup. But see, to get that kind of hookup, you had to be able to talk to people. You had to shake a hand. You had to crack a joke. You had to know how to smile. You had to make a friend. That's how that works. You know, 90% of the guys today who walk into a DOT scale will sit there, look at the DOT man like he did something wrong to him. Like he didn't mess me up. Oh, you son of a dum-dum-dee. Oh, I'm angry. Right. I mean, when you walk in there with that attitude, you can't expect anything. You know, people have forgotten the power of please, thank you, and a smile. That used to be it. That's what created those opportunities. That's gone. And so as long as that's gone, then you can't expect it to help you. It's not going to. And that's why all you hear is stories about guys back in the day who made money, but you don't see anybody doing it today. And the other part is the guys making the money because there's tons of opportunity, but these are social people. You know, we'll find them on Facebook and Twitter, and they're not checking out the, you know, they're not at the truck stop because the Super Bowl happening and it's time to watch the Super Bowl. No, they're on the road running because they need to make some of that stuff called money. You know, that's called dedication. You know, they're always focused on making money. They're not at the truck stop talking about how the company done me wrong. They're trying to get some money and get right. You know, so lack of focus, lack of dedication, the old drivers had. And you got to understand, companies, like I said before, just to touch on it again, the companies are not as focused on retention. And the reason is, you got to understand, Warner, when I graduated, probably made $1 billion my first 2 years, 05, 06. Once they made this, I shouldn't say 04, 05, but once they made that kind of money, they didn't care what we did. You know, I remember literally, when I first started training, if we had a driver and that driver didn't know how to act, yeah, can throw him off the truck, go get somebody else. Literally, you show up at the terminal, get that guy, get this guy, boom, leave, go. After a while, it was like, no, Ken, we need you to know what's wrong, or we need to know why, we need to know what's here. They were trying to micromanage everything. So they added a new layer of management to just about everything. This created a lot of chaos. So what ended up happening was what always happens. Money wins out in the end because any account that made money, you own General Mills, you own Family Dollar, you own Dollar General, you are on a Walmart account, those accounts made money. Any account that did not make money, they had to deal with the extra layer of management and the rules. That is a big problem. Companies panic and lack of focus. This is what is the leading cause of the driver, quote, shortage. Because the other part is, too, a lot of companies want a lot of drivers because they also want to keep getting subsidies from the government. They get subsidies from the government. They don't want to have to change, like all people and all organizations. But as always, they will go back to the way they were in 04 and 05. A lot of guys got into the industry in the last 5 or 4 years, and they don't really know how it was 04 and 05. When I came into the trucking industry, there were guys buying trucks, as I said. There were guys, doing all kinds of things and making tons of money. I had to be, after 1 year, I went from making 200 to 300 a week, and I was literally almost home every night, to making 1,000 or several hundred a week. Right. I mean, 1,000 and 300, 1,004. But when I was making that money, I was running my ass off. But at the same time, we were hauling dedicated, General Mills freight constantly. I mean, constant, 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 constant. And because we had that drive and that focus at the company about just keeping drivers moving, we were making lots of freight. Now, all this changed when the recession came, like I said, but that's what that again, that was when the industry still had a retention problem. But again, the money was there, but the retention problem was still there. And like I said, it's all those other reasons that guys leave. I've met guys who've made $45,000, $50,000 their first few years in trucking. See, people, and I'm gonna touch back on Big Cat. I love Big Cat's show and like Big Cat, he's a cool dude, but I have to disagree with him. A lot of guys I have met have made great money in trucking. When I was still a rookie, after about a year and a year and a half, I was making great money in trucking. There's money out there to get still, but you got to do the things no one else wants to do. And that increases your value. The retention problem in trucking will exist as long as the companies stay in panic mode. Once the companies get out of panic mode, it'll still exist because they'll have so much freight, they will have no one to cover it. You're either going to get, what we have today, not a lot of freight, a lot of drivers, or in the future, you're going to get not a lot of freight and very few drivers. The industry always seems to suffer from this idea of when there's a lot of freight, I'll give the driver whatever you want. When there's no freight, well, the hell with the driver. The problem is you create this cycle of ups and downs where you're always in need of drivers. And even when we have too many drivers, they still holler shortage because, of course, they want their subsidies, like I said. So, it's a chaotic whirlwind of BS from lots of different angles. But that's my little opinion on the trucker shortage. You guys can check it out. And I want to touch on one thing too. Another, I'm going to say 15 to 20% of it is health. You got to remember, we didn't have the health rules that we have today. I mean, the health rules have gotten pretty tight, and a lot of guys out there are having to lose weight, me being one of them, and that's about it, guys. That's all I wanted to talk on, and those are the things that I think are causing the trucker shortage. So I'll talk to you guys later. Truckdriver101.com. You can go to my website. You can click down the link below if you're watching this on YouTube, and you can get the audio book, which is cheap right now. But when I put in an updated version, which will be coming in, I think, 2 weeks, probably less, and we'll probably have that up, and you can get that one. That'll be on Amazon as well. So, guys, that's truckdriver101.com. Talk to you guys later.